Three, two, one, ghost. Hey, everybody. Welcome to 321 Ghost. I'm your host with the silent G, Kyle, and as always, joined by my pal, Natalie. Hey, Natalie, how are you?
I'm doing so good. How are you?
Doing okay, I think. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the first week of the month. And as promised, whether you wanted this or asked for this or not, we're going to continue through our Final Destination series with 2009's The Final Destination, or Final Destination 4. Who are we kidding?
But it's also not The Final Destination.
No. I like this because, one, I mean, obviously this is not The Final Destination movie, right? Mm-hmm. But I do like it because it joins this pantheon of horror movies that have final chapters.
Mm-hmm.
That are rarely ever the final chapters.
They're usually like the middle of a franchise is when you get the final chapter, or, you know, the last whatever usually lands in the middle.
Just like how, you know, spoiler alert, everyone, this is not the end of our Final Destination series. No. We've got one more, and then we know there's another one coming out next year at some point. So mm-hmm. we'll get there. I think of Friday the 13th, the final chapter. That was the fourth one. There's like, what, 9 of those movies, 10 of those movies. It's pretty great. Freddy's Dead, Final Nightmare. Yeah. At first I was thinking, no, this is the last one with Freddy, because the next one is Wes Craven's New Nightmare. And that's mm-hmm. not Freddy Krueger. That's a demon acting as Freddy Krueger, or taking the shape of Freddy Krueger. But then I was thinking Freddy versus Jason. So he does come back. Mm-hmm. It's in the same timeline as those movies.
Yeah.
You've also got Saw, the final chapter that came out like 15 years ago. There's been more Saw movies since.
And there will be another.
There will be another. The Omen Part 3, that was like the final something. The one with Sam Neill is like the adult kid. Do you remember that?
No? Yeah.
So, but don't worry, there's another Omen after that. So, I think it's fun where it's just like, and just like probably with the rest of those movies, you know, some would argue you're getting diminishing returns with all of these sequels.
Yeah.
And you're also getting diminishing returns in terms of box office returns, right? So usually they're like, hey, let's make this like an event. How else can we get people back here, regardless of how fucking dumb this movie is?
Mm-hmm.
And even though I would argue, well, some would argue the final chapter is the best Friday the 13th movie. I don't think you can say the same for the final chapters in any of the other series that I just named.
No, but I don't think so.
So at least they were like, hey, you know what? We've got our most realized vision. You know, I'm going to save that for when we get to Friday the 13th part 4.
Yeah, you can save that. we're getting close-ish.
This movie, spoiler alert, is just hot garbage. But I'm very excited to talk about it. Did you see this one in theaters?
Yeah, definitely.
Did I see it with you?
It's possible. I was trying to figure that out because it came out in 2009.
I guess so... I wasn't living in San Diego with you at the time. I was in San Francisco. So
okay,
probably
then no,
not.
Then we probably didn't see it together. I probably saw it with a mutual friend of ours and not with my mother. Definitely not with my husband, because he despises these movies. So I feel like I would have went to see it with a friend. But yeah, I don't remember watching this movie for the first time, which I think is a bad sign of how I feel about it. But I have seen this one far more than I've seen the third one.
I'm starting to think, I don't think I've seen any of them in the movie theater.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even the first?
I don't think so. Maybe. I just didn't have that affinity or care for these movies. So I guess I just always saw them after the fact.
I don't know if you noticed, but this one is in 3D.
Yeah, very much so.
I don't know if there were any subtle hints.
Also, very much like, I forget which Friday the 13th was. I think it was Friday the 13th part 3 that is really, it's just like, let's just wave sticks in people's faces.
Yeah.
Like, that's very much like, how do we maximize 3D? Yeah. And it's protruding things coming at you.
Yeah.
Which this movie, ugh, like the CG is real bad.
Oof.
Like real,
It's
real, real bad.
so rough. But I will say they do maximize the 3D. Like they find every opportunity. You've got it in the visions, you've got it in like every kill has several 3D moments. Like there's a lot of 3D going on and it all looks like shit.
So this movie is directed by David Ellis. He directed the second one. So the first four, they were just kind of leapfrogging directors.
That's fun.
This movie is written by Eric Brass. Singular vision. Huh. No notes. Huh. Just him on his own. Eric Brass, famously, infamously, he wrote and directed The Butterfly Effect with Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I have not.
That's that is a better movie than this, like writing wise, for sure. And I haven't seen it in probably decades.
I would say if you were watching Butterfly Effect at the time, you'd be like, nothing could be worse than that. But then if you watched this right afterwards, you'd be like, ah, well, I mean, at least it's a silly concept that like tries to, I don't know. I don't even think I've seen Butterfly Effect from start to finish.
Oh, you should watch it. It's not good, but just why not?
The only person in this cast I recognize is McKelty Williamson, who's Bubba in the Forrest Gump movies. Well, Forrest Gump, one singular Forrest Gump movie, huh? The shrimp aficionado, Bubba.
The only other person that I recognize actually is Krista Allen, which is the mom that puts the tampons in the ears. And that's because she was on Days of Our Lives. And I watched Days of Our Lives for many years. So I recognized her from that.
Hell yeah.
Strangely enough.
Geez, I'm just ready to hop right into this movie.
I need to review the rules, as always. You always.
Unlike these movies, we have a consistent set of rules.
We do.
And
Yeah,
I'm going to hand them over to you.
there are not consistent rules in these movies, but just to review, because we've already gone over Final Destinations 1, 2, and 3. So now we're on the Final Destination. So we can talk about the first three films and this film, but not about future films. There's only one more to go, and then a movie we all haven't seen yet. So there's that. We will choose our favorite death from this movie. We will share our boo score as always. And then we'll rank the movies as a franchise as we go. And I'll go back through our rankings so that if you didn't listen to the other ones, go back and listen to those first. But I'll review them and then that way when we make changes, it's very clear. And that's it.
Okay, wonderful. Let's start. So this opening NASCAR scene, how are your feelings on this? I mean, I don't know if it's actually like NASCAR, but just this racetrack opening scene, like where do you see that compared to the opening mass death scenes in each of the previous three?
I thought a lot about this because I think the first three do such a good job of choosing relatable things that people often do, like many different types of people often do. Everybody drives. Lots of people go on airplanes. You ride roller coasters or go to amusement parks at least. So like you kind of feel like those things frequent your life. Whereas NASCAR is a very specific thing that certain people like. I am not a fan of NASCAR. So this is not as scary or effective for me because I would never be in this situation. I can't see myself being at a NASCAR race. And after watching this, I probably never would, but it just doesn't hit as hard. But I do think how over the top and ridiculous all of the deaths are and just the flimsiness of the fence, like just and the structural engineering of this whatever you want to, I wouldn't call it a coliseum, this venue that they're speedway, is that what they're called, a speedway,
Sure.
McKinley Speedway, by the way, the same as the high school from the last one.
Good catch.
It just, yeah, it I like it for how ridiculous it is, but I do not find this scary, and it doesn't get my nerves going like the other three did. How about you? Have you ever been to a NASCAR race?
No, I,
Okay.
well, no, not exactly.
Oh.
So
What?
there was, so my wife's granddad had a apartment in Long Beach that you could like go out and it would like overlook when they were doing like some racing event. I don't know.
Okay. This
I don't
isn't our
know.
sport. This is not our
No,
sport. Yeah.
this is not at all. The difference, I think, between this movie and the other three, and I don't know if this is for better or worse, but it makes no efforts to try to get the audience to like any of these characters,
I like
which I
that
mean,
about it. It's a plus for me.
like they're all either like just bare minimum, like Nick or Lori, you know, or
Who you know
just
nothing about.
or just like, I don't know, like how old they are.
No.
Is that, where do they work? What do they do?
We know that Lori's a student because she says, "I'm so glad we did this. I took a study break." That's it. Like, that's all you learn about them. I'm okay with that.
Imagine if your partner's like, "Hey, babe, come on, put that book down. Let's take a study break. Let me take you out." And then they go to the fucking racetrack. You'd be like, "God damn it."
Like, could we go anywhere else?
Literally anywhere else. I don't know. Some people like it though. I don't know. And then some people just like, for some grim fucking reason, you know, like Hunt, and some others are like, they're there specifically to watch crashes.
I
Like
hate that.
it's one thing if you like want to go to like a hockey game to like watch people fight, because it happens sometimes. But hey, you know, everyone's really padded and it all just gets kind of fun because it's just two dudes on ice skates just kind of swirling around,
What it's like,
taking swings with their padded things. No one's getting hurt, you
it's
know?
not like possible death in those like fights and scuffles that they have. And
Yeah.
it's not, or like possible like permanent bodily injury or damage. So I can understand why like seeing a car crash would be fun, like in a movie. But in real life, no, I don't want to see those guys fucking flipping in the air. Absolutely not. That seems terrible.
And it happens enough that like even on like the flyer for the event on the back, it's just like, "Hey, remember everybody, in memory of all the drivers we lost." And
All
that
like
page is
25 of them.
full.
Like it's
Yeah.
like it's double-sided.
Yeah. And I was like, is this, how long has this place been open? Or if it was a situation like, oh no, like the same thing happened like a year ago and all 25 of them died at the same time. Just like this one, right?
One of them, I was trying to like look at the dates of their death, and they go as far back as like 1996. So I was like, okay. I
Okay.
was like, that's like you got like 15 years. You'd have a decent amount of them, but like a two-sided page is a lot. But I'm assuming all of the drivers die in this beginning sequence based off of just how poorly they react to a crisis situation in their cars.
That flyer is going to take like 4 or 5 pages now. For just like all of the di and I'm like, if you came here and you were like just seeing all the death, all the people that just die on any given day at these races, I guess I'd just be like, I don't know, maybe I don't want to come here, maybe I don't want to support this. I feel like,
Or
I don't know.
even deeper, maybe I don't want to do this for a living, like for the drivers. Like, what? Oh no.
So you're introduced to your group, your core group, which is Nick. He's the one in our movie that has the visions. Lori maybe gets a couple at the end there, but Lori is his girlfriend, partner, somehow connected. And you've got her friend Janet, and then you also have Hunt. And I don't know why Hunt is friends with any of them. I wasn't sure if he was like with Janet.
They said that they used to date. They referenced that after this whole incident when they're at the coffee shop. She says, "I can't believe I used to date you." But I think what it is Hunt is friends with Nick and Janet is friends with Lori, and Hunt and Janet just happen to have dated. Is that right?
Sure.
Yeah,
I'll roll with
so
that.
sure.
You've also got George, our security guard. You also have, I think they're unnamed. You just have the mechanic and the racist.
Yes, I love that he's just listed as racist. I'm like, I don't know that I would want to take that role.
And he's like not even like the only openly racist character in this movie. It's very
No,
strange.
it's really weird.
And you've got the mom who was, you
Was
think she's
listed
trying to
as
be,
MILF, but she
oh,
does have a
geez.
name as well. She's listed as MILF slash Samantha.
MILF slash
Like,
Samantha. It
why
can't
can't she
even
just
just
be
be.
Samantha?
It can't even be
Or MILF.
Samantha slash MILF. They
It's
can't even
most
put her name
important.
first.
It's more important that you know that she's a hot ass mom.
Well, and then even then, it's like, you know, I think about like, you know, like I have a degree where like in my signature, it's like my name, comma, a couple letters. I would think it would be Samantha MILF. Like that's usually how you professionally title somebody. So I don't get
That's
that.
that is now how I'm going to start signing all of my emails. Just gonna have my name, comma, MILF.
That's really presumptuous of you.
Yeah, I'm just gonna own it.
So I thought it was funny where you th at first you're like, oh, is she just going to be one of those like really dorky moms that's like, you know, oh, here, let me grab tampons and put them in your ears. Like, trust me, this is going to help you. But the second she does that, like she points and starts laughing at them. Like, so she's kind of like, were you really trying to help your kids or were you just doing this just to fuck with them? And I'm fine with
It's
either.
both. It's both because as a mom, I can say there have been times where I was like, here, like put this on so that you're warm. And then I'm like, oh, you look like a fucking idiot now. I just want to laugh at him. So I'm like, you can be helpful and also laugh at their misfortune.
And I think that's it for the people that you'll run into later on in the movie.
The
But yeah,
mechanic. Did you mention the mechanic?
I did mention the mechanic.
Okay.
And oh yeah, and the cowboy.
Oh, and the cowboy who, yeah, you kind of forget about him. Yeah.
A couple stray notes. There were a couple times where the cars, like when they were like squealing and peeling out, I swear to God, I think they just sounded like dolphins. Do you hear that?
It's a dolphin sound. Yes.
Okay. Right? And it happens like twice. And I'm like,
It
wait, hold on.
happens
So it's not just
twice.
me.
It happens twice. I had to rewind both times because I was like,
Okay, good.
is this like fucking SeaWorld off to the side? Like they've got like a dolphin tank,
Yeah.
or like Ace Ventura, where they have the snowball. Is that its name? So I'm like, those are dolphin sounds for sure. Like somebody needs to be fired.
That's really bad. Yeah, I mean, if it wasn't for like the bad CGI, like some of these kills would be pretty fun, you know.
Yeah.
I always like people getting sliced in half. I did think just how cartoonish it was that like the cars would crash and then every piece of the car would just like launch right into the stands, like just sideways and just
All different ways.
all
Yeah.
different ways.
I think what I like about this one a lot is that they lean into like the stupid of it all. So like it's more blatant, like the signs. So when she asks about like, she's like, is that fence enough? And I'm like, girl, that is a chain link fence. I've seen a Rottweiler break through one of those. Like that is not enough to protect you from a car. Then you've got the guy wearing the t-shirt that says life's a bitch and then you die, which is just also very stupid. Or no, it says life's a bitch and then you die. Any questions? It's so dumb.
It's all so very dumb.
The other fun thing I think to mention is just this movie opens with like the worst song I've ever heard in my life. I didn't recognize that song and I didn't care to look it up, but it feels like it was almost like written for this movie. Like that's how bad it is.
This whole soundtrack of just
It's so bad.
shitty metal songs, like, I, man, oh, Jesus. The 2000s were just such a terrible time. It's so bad.
Oh, the other thing that I tried to look up but could not find an answer to was, so obviously, I think the first thing that they show in this sequence of like the, you know, events that lead to this crash is there's a tub of like oil that like falls over. But another one is the pit crew is working on the car and they leave the screwdriver on the back of the car.
Yeah.
So I was looking and I was like, okay, there has to be some sort of like signal or like defining moment that like drivers and pit crew members know that it's like all of the tools are out of the car, everything is all done. And then they say, like, I don't know, it's like almost like a safe word or something. Like it's okay to go, you know? And so I was looking at it and I could not find anything like that. Like I was like, how do drivers know when it's okay to drive away? So I feel like something like this could actually happen. Like not the whole event, but like this the screwdriver like being left in the car.
That and, you know, cars getting crashes commonly enough in these that it would not prompt any of the other drivers to slow down or stop. So I can see where they would be like, let's keep going. And then, but I don't know. Oh, I don't know. I'm thinking like if I was like in the way back, just like very clearly losing this race, and I saw all of that going on
I'd be
ahead of
like, I'm
me.
just gonna whoop, just turn around, get out of here.
Or I'm like, oh my God, this is my chance.
Just go around.
I would be famously like the guy, like, yeah, waited for the whole thing to go and then just kind of drive through
Cross
and
the
then
finish
cross the
line.
finish line and be like, you know, I technically won that race. I think I
I'm
get
gonna need
paid,
that
right?
trophy.
I'm gonna
Yeah.
need that trophy. I famously won that race that killed everybody else.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The other thing that stood out to me, and I did a lot of like Googling for this one because I don't know anything about these races, but the other interesting thing is they carry out this theme throughout these movies of a song being like your symbol that something is wrong or like a reminder of that moment when you had your near-death experience. And I thought it was a really odd choice that you have George, who's your black security guard, and then you have the guy who's just there to be racist. And he asks the racist man to move his feet, him and his wife. And they do. And then as soon as he like passes by, like I think he says something like, there goes the neighborhood when he sees the black security guard. And then after he tells him to move his feet or when he's approaching, he starts whistling a song called Dixie, which I wasn't familiar with. I don't know if you had ever heard it, but it's exactly what you think it is. Like it's a song, like an old song from like right before the Civil War, where they were like saying, like, no, like slavery is a good institution overall. Like that's the theme of the song. So I never
Ugh.
realized that before. Yeah. So I was just like, oh, that's fucked up. So when they're in the movie theater later, someone's ringtone is that same song. And I'm like, where are they? Where in the United States are there? I mean, now they could be anywhere, but like I don't know where this takes place, is what I'm saying.
I just assumed it was somewhere in a southern state.
Obviously, but I thought that that was such a weird choice and this ongoing theme of like just weird, unnecessary racism. Like it really doesn't have like a purpose.
Yeah, it's really strange. I don't understand it or get it. So we've got this opening scene, then you get into your opening credits, which kind of gives you this like montage of like greatest hits of deaths from the previous movies.
Oh, I like that part. I think it's really cheesy and really fun. It reminds me of Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, it does remind me of Mortal Kombat, the more recent ones, right? Where it's like this, you
The
see all the skeletons
X-ray.
break. Yeah. I don't know which came first, which one took from what, but I do, if anything survived the 2000s, I guess I'm glad it's that.
Yeah, I do enjoy that opening because you're like, ooh, that's from this movie and that's from this movie. So it's kind of fun.
One of my favorite things about this movie is how short it is. Once you get through this opening scene and get through these opening credits, you have like an hour left of this movie. It moves quick.
It does feel fast, and it feels faster than like it feels quicker than the third and the second. I don't know if it's actually time-wise if it's shorter.
It is like 82 minutes long. And that's including all the credits at the end, too. So
That's
this movie
short.
is like 75 minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
So sometime later, they're at a cafe. Nick, Lori, Janet, and Hunt. They're all just kind of deliberating what the fuck just happened. How Nick was able to see all of this. And then, Hunt is like, "Nah, dude, we're alive because we deserve it. Don't even worry about it. And also, I have a lucky coin," which I don't see the point of. He flips it around sometimes, but I feel like there's no purpose of having this.
There's anything that they do share about these characters really doesn't have a purpose. It's, I feel like it's honestly just filler, which is kind of weird and fine, I guess. But I agree with Hunt on this one. Like, I'd be like, yeah, we made it. Fuck everybody else.
Yeah, absolutely.
I absolutely agree with him.
Lori feeling, altruistic for some fucking reason is like, "I think we owe it to ourselves, or at least we owe it to the dead to at least go to this memorial." I'd be like, I do not. I think
Nowhere near there.
if anybody, I should get a pass for not wanting to go to that fucking racetrack again because of all that trauma. No, I'm good.
No, thank you.
I don't know any of the people that died. All the people I know that were there are right here with me. We're alive. Let's stick
Yeah, we
together.
lived. Yeah,
Even
I
you, Hunt.
wouldn't. Yeah, I would not. I would not want to go back either.
They do go back. At least, I don't think Janet and Hunt do.
No.
They're not really on board with a lot of this the entire time. They want nothing to do with this, and I don't necessarily blame them. And so Nick and Lori go. And then this is when you're reintroduced to George, the security guard.
Who is probably my favorite.
I mean, only because
By
he has
default.
like maybe just the littlest bit of depth. He's got that one
He's the
story
only one with a
about,
backstory.
but his backstory was he was drunk driving and killed his wife and kid.
I love it.
And then he's like, "Maybe I deserve this." And they're like, "Ah, no, never mind. I'm gonna live the rest of my life. It's gonna be great." Like, I don't. Sure. He's definitely the best actor of the entire group, definitely. So you also run into the mom because she also was just like, "Hey, how, like she's looking at this dude like he's like Jesus. Like, how did you save this person's life? How do you, me and my kids, my family's life?" But it also brings up the question, how come only the mom dies?
She's the only one that like died in the vision. They don't show the dad and the kids dying. So we presume that they survived, like they
Either
were meant
way.
to survive either way. I was kind of hoping that the little boys would get killed though.
Oh, me too, definitely.
I was thinking like them throwing the rock, like maybe it would like come back at them in the
Yeah.
face rather than her, but yeah, they were a little too young, I guess.
Then you got the racist guy who's still really upset and trying to blame George,
Oh,
being like,
yeah.
"You should have let me run back in there into those flames."
And yeah, they find a way to work in the N-word. And then he also refers to him as chocolate.
Yeah, like, I mean, yes, shitty racist people probably use those words, but I guess
Oh,
I'm
for
still just
sure.
like, do we need this in the movie? Like, I don't.
Though it's hard to ever say when it's okay to do that, but
Never.
it's easy to say when it's not. And when you do absolutely no character development with your, like, any of these characters, then it feels even more unnecessary. Like, it feels like a shock value thing. And also because we never actually find out where this is taking place. Like, they never definitively say where they are. It's not
Yeah.
even to make like a political statement or anything like that. So I thought it was an interesting choice, and I guess it connects to his like death, but even still, it didn't have to be about race at all. He could have just blamed him and, went after him for that reason. So it feels really weird. It just makes you hate that character even more, and it feels just unnecessary.
It makes me, well, I mean, yeah, I fuck the character, right? But it also makes me just hate the movie. more. I just feel like it's just so weird. And it's like I get it where it's
A
like,
weird
let's make
choice.
these people as unlikable as possible. So like when he
Oh,
does
they want them
die,
all to be unlikable for sure.
you want the audience to kind of laugh and root for his death, you know? And I get it. Once you're four movies in, people come for these kills, and it's easier to digest these kills. It's one thing if it's like this sad, 8-year-old or whatever the fuck. But if it's just some racist white trash piece of shit, like then you're like, playing Why Can't We Be Friends, like death is like fucking Bumblebee or some shit, just getting in radios and stuff. Yeah, I don't know. But
I wonder if it was like a conscious choice because this one feels like more like they were going for more of the event version of these movies than like they pushed it real hard with the 3D and all of that. So maybe they
yeah.
were like, hey, if we give these characters no real background and we make them as unlikable as possible, because even like you said, like I was like, oh, I like George the best. And you're like, yeah, he like was driving drunk and killed his wife and kid. Like even your most likable characters are not likable. So it really just makes it an event to just see how they die. So maybe that was intentional. Like they were just like, let's make them as hated as possible. Like even the mom, like she's like fucking over like these like hairdressers, making them stay late so that she can go and have her girls' night. Like she's also terribly unlikable. So I feel like a lot of this is a lot more of a conscious choice, and I'm giving the movie way too much credit.
Maybe, I don't know. I just think it's interesting where it's just like, they make a point to make this dude so racist, so when he dies, you can cheer and laugh at him.
Yes, exactly.
Just to put like another old racist man in the hospital at the end, and he gets by okay.
He does.
Right? So I'm
They're
just
like,
kind of
no,
like,
but old
I don't
people are
know.
all racist. They're like, it's fine.
So before the racist dies, that night, Nick does have a vision. One thing I appreciate, and maybe this is, death kind of reworking their design after, we're four movies in right now. It's like, well, they were really dumb with those fucking pictures. Maybe that was too vague. I need to kind of reevaluate my audience. I can't just have like a doll with like a pile of hooks and I'll just kind of get the gist of it, right? I appreciate in this movie, death is just so like clearly here is what's going to happen. Here are the things in 3D right in your face that are going to kill somebody.
In 3D.
Like death is not leaving any clues. He's just telling you, like, hey, this is what's going to happen. It's very
Okay.
straightforward.
Maybe I'm really dumb, but I disagree. I was like, these visions are so fucking useless. What am I supposed to do with a hook and something on fire and a random symbol? I will tell you right now, I would just give up right after that first hint vision. I'd be like, damn, this is a game that I'm not willing to play. I'm just going to live out however many days I have left because I am not going to solve any mysteries based off of what I'm being given. I think that the clues are useless. Out of context?
Well, I mean, I think especially with Hunt and Janet, like if all they did, if they could just answer their fucking phones,
Yeah, just avoid water.
and they're like, bro, like my body is like 60% water. And two, but then he'd be like, or Hunt would be like, oh, I'm in a swimming pool. Okay, I should get out. Janet's like, I'm going straight into a car wash. Okay, I should probably not do that. I do feel like that they are much more straightforward, especially compared to the third one. The third one, you have no idea looking at a photo
Yeah,
that
that's
like
fair.
how the death was going to go. And you're just like, and each time you were just like, oh, okay, I guess that was it. Oh, there were swords in that picture too. They didn't show you, but now there they are. And guess what? It was swords killed him. Huh, funny. Yeah, or there's flags, oh, don't worry, it's going to be a nail gun kill, don't worry, that I just clearly laid out in this picture, so at least these in comparison to the last couple movies, where Death is like actively giving like visions or clues before the deaths. I do feel like it's a little more straightforward, but I hear you.
I think the second one had the most straightforward clues out of all the movies, because the first one did nothing for them. It was
No.
just that first vision. They were all just fucked all the way through. So I think the second one did the best job giving clues. The third one, no. This one, no. I just feel like I'd be like on the same page as Hunt. I'd be like, listen, if I'm gonna die, I'm gonna just go live it up, go find somebody to fuck, and be on my way. Like, peace out, everybody. It's been real.
And honestly, yeah, like of all the people that died in these movies so far, like he's the only one that really lived
Yeah,
at
he's
the
the only
end.
one that has like the best time before he dies.
So you spend your whole time thinking about death. It's just like, fuck, and you're
Yeah.
just gonna die anyway, just like everybody. Like,
Yeah.
I don't know. So good for
Yeah.
you, Hunt.
Good for him. We'll get to him.
So he does have those visions of the racist death. The racist does die in the next scene. Of course, he's again just really trying to take it out on George. He wants to just burn a cross in his
No.
yard. Oh my God,
This
you're
is
like,
not
dude.
George's fault at all.
He was just looking for a reason. I have this cross that I needed to set on fire. He was probably he was he's had it for weeks now, trying to figure out what to do with this thing.
He's just waiting for something to happen. Yeah, he got
Yeah.
what he deserved. I his death is fine.
Yeah.
Like, I love the idea of someone being dragged on the back of a car, like from a chain, because that happens I can't think of a specific example, but I know I've seen it in movies before. But what I think this one is missing, because he goes up in flames so quickly, I would have liked to see him being scraped around a little bit. Like, the scraping of skin on that
Oh.
tar is always really rough to watch. So I would have liked seen just even a little bit of that before he goes up in flames. I think that would have been fun.
Yeah. Death is anti-racist.
Yeah. Death was like, cut this guy out first.
So the next morning, Nick sees it on the news and he's like, oh fuck, I had a vision of this happening. Kind of.
Yeah.
I saw a horseshoe. That's probably has something to do with it. There's also, yeah, between him and Hunt, and maybe there's some other examples I don't remember, but luck seems to be kind of this,
Yeah.
ancillary kind of thing between, the lucky coin and the horseshoe. And I guess those are the only two I can come up with the top of my head. So it's
But doesn't
not,
save anybody.
no. And then we get right into the mom's death. Like you said, she deserves it too. We've both worked plenty of customer service, and we know the specific type of fucking shitty person that
Fuck
comes
her.
in already 50 minutes late for her
50
appointment.
minutes late for a hair appointment. Even if Richard was working, he's not seeing you, bitch. Like, he's
No.
already clocked out. Like, I don't think so. Yeah, she's outrageous.
100%. I remember one time working at a place and some lady comes to the door. We've already locked the doors and she starts like giving me shit from the other side of the door, being like,
Yeah, they're mean.
yeah, it's like, what the fuck? Like, I was like, she was like, it's so close to Christmas and blah, 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 blah. And I made the fucking mistake of my life.
Oh no, you let her in?
I let her in.
Ah, you're too nice.
And then I was ringing her up, and then she was like, oh my God, this is way too expensive. Oh my God, how are you charging this much? And then just leaves it all and walks out.
Oh, I would have lost my shit.
I hope that fucking lady got final destinationed. I'm just gonna tell myself that she's
A
dead.
rock just flew right through her eye after she left.
Yeah. This is an okay death.
I do have to comment though on Richard, her hairdresser that is not working that day, because the
Yeah.
reason why he doesn't go to work is because someone was dragged and lit on fire in his neighborhood, which clearly was the racist. But I was like, I'd have been like, Richard, you know what? We don't have anyone to cover. That is not your trauma. I'm gonna need you to get your ass in here.
But it's a salon though. Like, isn't it like, isn't I now I can't speak for all of them, but don't salons work like how each hairstylist, like they kind of like lease the chair, right? That they use.
It depends on the place.
So Richard can set his own schedule, Natalie. Richard can live however he
Richard
wants to
has
live.
appointments. So you can only be canceling appointments so many times. That poor girl at the desk had to call each and every single one of his clients and be like, "Oh, Richard is traumatized by some guy he didn't even know and didn't even witness the death, but he can't come in today." Richard wanted to fucking have the day off. That's my theory. Richard is the villain of this movie.
I absolutely, if I looked outside my window and saw some dude just in flames getting dragged down my street, the absolute first thing I would think of is, how can I use this as a reason to not go into work tomorrow?
I'd be like, this will be a great story to tell tomorrow.
So, and then again, it's like, you've got this dude with the lawnmower, just open container of gasoline, smoking a cigarette.
Yeah. They really like go wild with the amount of danger that's happening because you've got the kids throwing the rocks, you've got the gasoline, the cigarette, you've got the chair that's faulty, you've got the fan that's falling, you've got the drink that has condensation, and we know what condensation can do at the tanning salon, so who knows what it can do at the hair salon. But I think overall her death is just fine with the rock going through her eye. Like after all that buildup, it feels kind of meh. But I did like the close-ups of like the toenail like scrapings. Like they're like doing like
Oh,
the pedicure. And I was
I
like,
don't do nails. Oh.
why? I was like, why are you doing this to us? Like I would have rather seen the guy being scraped up on the road than the toenails just being properly done. Like they didn't even, because like if she would have accidentally like cut her or something, I would have been like, this is
Yeah.
traumatizing. I can't go to work.
Oh, yeah. I know that was the worst part of I've only gotten a pedicure once in my life.
And now you never want to do it again.
Not, yeah, I don't know. It's so hard. Some of it was really nice.
Yeah. Oh, and then the hairspray bottle heating up from the flat iron. I don't know that that would work that way, or they're really just making this salon look really bad too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of issues.
And also really taking a stance against people with nicotine addiction, because you've got the cigarette does play a part in this, and you've got the chewing tobacco and the dude spit
Wait,
on
why
this
does the
little.
cigarette take a part or play a part?
Doesn't it light something on fire?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, he just
Yeah,
shouldn't
he's
be
just
smoking next to
happily
gasoline.
like still smoking his cigarette while he's mowing the lawn.
Oh, right. And then after the rock shoots out and goes through her head. Always love when you can see through it. And he just continues on his lawnmower, and he kind of like almost like takes like a look at his cigarette and like really is just like, oh, investigates it. And he's like, yeah, I love this thing. And just keeps on his way.
It's an ongoing theme that we like always take the smoker side
Yeah.
of any movie. So yeah, just be prepared for
So the next day, they find out that this woman's dead too.
that.
Janet and Hunt are over at Nick and Lori's place, and they've been doing some Googling as well. This is when you find
Here we
out,
go.
yeah, all the premonitions that there have been a couple times where I'm like, this has happened enough times where like people should really be studying this like a lot more, because I'm like,
Yeah.
It'd be one thing if this happened once. It'd be like a 0.000, all the zeros, 1% that some plane crash happened and the people that survived all died in like the month
Yeah.
afterwards. Like already that would be like really spooky and fucked up. But to happen multiple times now
Yeah, you know what
is a
would be
lot.
really what would be fun? This is just me conceptualizing this newer movie. If someone actually is studying it
Yeah.
and like finds a group of people that like survives a disaster And they just build off of that because, yeah, I agree. They kind of brush over the research piece of it really quickly and their theories really quickly, and I'm okay with that.
The challenge with these movies is that, like, I'm okay with, like, kind of speeding through the, like, getting people on board. Like, hey, if people are going to get on board or they're not, whatever, let's just keep it going. But then Nick also says, but some say the chain could be broken, you know, by
Who's
intervening in
some?
death. And who's some? And of
Who
those
are
some
these
people,
people?
who's still alive that came to that conclusion? Because
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, somebody is investigating it then. So, like, I would love to see who that is.
and then my kind of challenge with this movie is that then it just becomes the same fucking movie again, where you're like, and then also, like, with the fourth movie in, and the lead character decides, like, oh, but I think we can break the chain by intervening with death. And I'm like, we've seen this 3 times already. It doesn't matter. Why? Unless you're introducing some new thing that you can do, right? It's who cares? Everyone's gonna die. It doesn't matter. And guess what? At the end of the movie, it doesn't fucking matter.
It
Everyone's
doesn't
dead.
matter. Yeah.
So, outside of just watching the vignettes of the deaths, it just makes those in-between scenes just so much more
Yeah.
fucking exhausting to sit through, to be honest. And I'm
It
like,
can.
why are we still doing this? Why are we still wondering? Like, I don't know. Maybe they are going to find some new way to intervene on someone's death that will stop the whatever. And you're like, fuck, could y'all come up with just something a little different? Like, at least, and I'll keep going back, the second one tries to do something a little different, where it's like,
Like
okay,
what?
well, at least it's like, instead of just intervening in death, creating life might stop it, you know?
Okay, that's fair. Yeah.
Or just coming up with some other thing. And then they just revert right back to the same thing in the third one and then the fourth one, where it's just like, oh, let's intervene. And then maybe it skips. Sometimes it just doesn't skip. I don't know. Everyone dies anyway. So it just gets really exhausting. And I just like,
Yeah.
I'm just like, man, this is, thank God there's only like 40 minutes left of this movie. Cause I'm like, I don't really care. And I just want to get the deaths going.
I see. I think it, like, it ramps up from here, from this death. Like, after this death, I think it gets more interesting.
So Nick has another premonition. This time it's of the mechanic's death. So at least, or maybe he has the premonition then, but decides, like, hey, I need to figure out the order that people are dying in. I think the only way for me to kind of jumpstart that memory again, we got to go back to this racetrack.
It's like, not to talk shit on Nick or anything, I know nothing about him, but he is the first person out of the four people that have had visions that doesn't remember the order off of the top of his head. And at first I was kind of mad at him about that because I was like, really, Nick? Like, this is important stuff. But then I was like, no, I've had to watch some of these scenes 2 or 3 times to catch the order of things. So imagine, like, being scared and in shock and trying to remember the order of things. So I was like, this is the most realistic thing I've seen of him just being like, I don't fucking remember who was in what order. Like, he probably remembers the first and the last person the most.
And then they have this whole debate on, like, well, was it Janet or was it Hunt who died first?
It's like
It could be a
literally at the
split
same
second.
moment.
And then I'm like, does it fucking matter? No,
Yeah,
none of it
it
ever
doesn't
matters.
matter. It doesn't. Yeah, so I feel like going back to the racetrack to try to remember, like, I don't know that that would actually do anything for anybody.
I mean, it was only helpful in the sense where, you know, George, who I guess is just like working there all shifts. He's the one security guard. And then also, I don't know what you're guarding, man.
Rubble.
Yeah. So, but he's like, I've got some security footage that
Yeah, he's like,
survived.
want some more trauma?
Yeah. So I suppose that's a little helpful in him figuring out the order, which we know is the mechanic's wife first, the racist, and then, or the wife's racist. Sorry, the racist's wife and then the racist, then the mom, then the mechanic, then Hunt and Janet, and then what is it? George, then Lori, and then Nick. I think I got it.
Yeah, you got it.
So they're like, we need to go find this mechanic. We don't know his name, but we saw his jacket, so we know where he works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because people just wear the clothes of where they work.
Where they were. I was thinking the same thing. Out. I was like, why is he just wearing this jacket? He's just repping the shop.
Yeah, like unless like, yeah, he's repping the
unless
shop.
Unless it was because... his shop, like, but it's not his shop. We know that.
Yeah. And I guess if there was a place for him to rep his auto shop, it would be at a place like this, I suppose. So, you know what?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. We'll give him a pass.
I don't think our writer, Eric Bress, was putting this level of care. I think we're helping fill out a lot of gaps here. You're welcome, Eric. So they go to find the mechanic. And then again, it's just, they're just showing like all the machinery and all the Rube Goldberg-ery, you know, that could possibly happen in a place like this.
It's like the toxic masculinity gym all over again, just danger and things I don't want to be around. I'd be like, well, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Maybe we can just call out to him from the parking lot.
Yeah. The mechanic's just like, I don't know, dude. Do we really need to get into this, man? I'm grieving, by the way.
And, I'm grieving and working.
And also, I don't know if I believe you. Who are these kids? But then again, it's just like, you know, you just go from maybe not as egregious as the third one, but it's just like, I feel like, you know, it's just okay. You go to person to person to person, and then they go to a person who's like, oh, I don't believe you. And then he dies, you know, whatever. And then
just chasing around
this death again. I do like when someone gets always pieces hollowed out so you can see through their body.
I really love the visual on the chunks of his body coming through the fence. I thought that was pretty fun.
That's better than like a spear coming at your face in terms of like the 3D effect.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he's dead. This is when George also makes his confession too, where he's just like, hey, you know, to which, I mean, if I was Nick and George was sharing all this and I just look over and be like, oh, fuck, man, that is fucked up. Actually, I know. Yeah. I like how George is like, hey, man, I know how you feel. You know, I was driving drunk and killed my family. And the mechanic's like not the same thing.
He's like, no, I didn't kill. I didn't kill my girl.
Yeah, dude, do not try to bring me. Yeah, do not try to bring me into your shit, my guy, because you are clearly guilty of what you did. We just wanted to have a nice time at the racetrack.
Like, is that manslaughter?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Probably.
If you didn't intend to kill someone and you like recklessly did.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the same thing.
They're like, hey, we need to find Hunt and Janet because they're next. You know, they're like, who's...
They're both next.
Yeah, essentially, they're both next, right? Yeah. So they split up. Nick is going to go find Hunt, and the other two are going to go find Janet.
Mm-hmm.
We cut over to Janet, who, well, we see she's giving money to the guy that's, like, sitting on the street corner that we'll see later on at the end. And then we get our pigeon cameo.
Oh, yeah. I knew a bird like shit on her window, but I did not realize it was a pigeon.
What the fuck is with this movie and pigeons? Like these movies and pigeons.
It wasn't the first one didn't have pigeons, right?
I don't think
that
so.
That was like that was starting the second one. If anybody knows if there was a pigeon cameo in the first one, will you please tell us? Because I do think it's a really weird It's a really weird thing. I didn't notice it was a pigeon, so I'm really glad that you brought that up.
And her sunroof doesn't open all the way, or it gets real finicky.
I miss sunroofs. I wish they still made them.
Because
I don't want a convertible. I don't want my whole head out. I just want that sun and that extra airflow from the top. I loved having a sunroof.
I remember when... I think actually it was the year this movie came out is when I got in that gnarly car wreck and I flipped my car. But I remember when I landed upside down, my hand was, well, it was upside down. My hand was, had gone through the sunroof and was under the car, like being crushed
by
the car.
Hate sunroofs then.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm watching that and I'm like, yeah, that is
That car did
dangerous.
have a sunroof. Oh shit, yeah. Well, then never mind for you. I still miss them because my hand didn't get crushed through one.
Yeah. My hand's okay now. Don't even worry about it, everybody. So Nick, while going to find Hunt, has a premonition about water. He doesn't know if it's for Hunt or for Janet. Janet, like, come on. She see the missed calls and she's just like, I don't want to deal with
Whatever.
any of this. And I'm like,
This
I
is
don't know.
a okay. I was thinking about this too. This is totally a privilege of 2009. This was still when people were kind of like new to cell phones and we weren't on them every single second of every day. So you could easily just be like, oh, I left my phone at home or I wasn't checking it, you know, that sort of thing. If this was 2024, Janet would have just gotten a text from Lori being like, hey, stay away from water. And she'd be like, okay, cool. And she would have been fine. Like, it's very much a 2009 thing to not like check your phone and rely on your phone. So I thought that that was kind of a fun little time capsule.
So we're kind of alternating between, Janet going through the car wash and Hunt being at the country club, the golf course and the pool. Hunt having sex with this woman. I forgot that there was nudity in this movie too.
I forgot that there was sex in this movie. This is the first one to have sex.
I guess. Oh yeah, I guess
Like
so.
a sex scene like that, at least. I'm pretty sure it's the only sex that happens in these, but yeah, I forgot
Yeah.
there was nudity in this movie too.
I, as a kid, I liked going through car washes.
Really?
Yeah,
I was scared of them as a kid. And I get my car washed in a car wash that's similar to these, like at least once a week. Yeah, like once a week.
once a week, that's good.
I like my car to be clean. Of course, I think every time you've seen it, I have not had it washed, but I still get scared every time I go through a car wash because I do think of this now. Because I was already driving by the time this movie came out, but I was already afraid of them. And then this made me more afraid. Luckily, Janet does survive, but I imagine that this is going to happen to me when I'm in the car wash.
I would say it's not my, oh, it's not a death, but but it's probably the most memorable scene in some respects from this movie, or at least whenever I
Yeah.
watch it, I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. 'Cause that is something that, is relatable and now fuck, you think about it every time that you're doing
Yes.
that.
I
I think about that
wish.
lady's head sticking out the sunroof, screaming as that thing's
Yeah.
coming towards her. And then all those like big, thick soap rope things that just like drag across the car and those sounds, and I still like it, but it's, I don't know.
I wish she would have died in this scene because I think it would have made it more fun.
Yeah.
Like than what actually happens, but yeah, I just don't know. I because it feels so exciting that she would die that way, and it's a scary situation, like you said, like it's way more relatable. But you know, we get the pool, so that's okay.
So the actual death of this scene is Hunt.
Yeah.
I don't know how all these pool physics
No,
work to make all of this happen.
this is not pool physics. I'm not a pool expert, but I do not think that that pool needs to drain so quickly that it would pull your fucking insides out through your ass. I just don't believe that.
Also think it was a missed opportunity, when he introduced his lucky coin, and he was like flipping it and it's like, I hope it's head. I like head or something like that.
Dumbass.
I would have liked, and I tried checking that coin because you do see it at the very end, but I was hoping that it would land tails because of his butt. Missed opportunity, right?
That was a missed opportunity. That's pretty good.
So Nick gets there too late. He's looking around. He's like, "Where is he?" I do like the butt guts shooting out through the thing. That's
I
kind of
love
fun, I
it.
suppose.
I think out of all the bad CGI that we get in this movie, this is the one that's like the best for me, because the blood like bursting through that pipe, and then just the chunks of his like insides like landing, and then with the coin, and then Nick is just like looking like he's gonna fucking throw up. I love that whole sequence of things. And I'm glad that Hunt had a good time before he died. Like, he was like picking on that kid, fucking that girl, walking around making gestures at people, just showing off his abs. Like, he was having a great day before that. So, yeah, it's very silly and very over the top. So I like it for that reason. Oh, and there's even a little moment where Nick is in the car on his way to the country club, and there's that sparkly sign that says Clear Waters, water.
Clear
Clear
rivers.
Waters,
Yeah.
Clear Rivers, sorry, Clear Rivers water. And I was like, oh, that's fun.
I would have liked it a little bit more if it was like you see it in the background, but then it gets all like glittery and like sticks out in 3D. So it's again, it's these movies really treat their audience like they're the dumbest fucking people
Yes.
and make things very, 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 very obvious. But again, this is Death probably being like the fourth time in a row being like, look, I want them to like try to like
Yeah.
win. So
It's
I'm
no fun if
how
they just
obvious
give
can I
up.
make this?
Yeah. Like, Hunt wasn't making it fun for death.
So as everyone kind of regroups, the last three of our survivors, four, sorry, you've got Janet, Lori, George, and Nick. They're like, well, let's take some inventory real quick. Hunt's dead, but we saved Janet. So
Yeah, so we're good. Everything's fine.
maybe we did it. I think we're okay. Now, George isn't buying it. He's like, I don't know. This is this whole thing's a lie. I'm pretty sure. I'm just gonna prepare like I'm gonna die. I don't mean to like be like a downer or anything, but I'm just gonna go home and drink some wine. And
I love that for him.
turns out he tries to kill himself over and over and over again. I would have liked to see multiple attempts there, you know.
Yeah, I would have. I kind of, it's kind of dark, but I think it would have been a little fun to see him try and fail the same way like we had in the second one where I don't remember his name, but he was trying to shoot himself in the head and the gun was just not working. That would have been fun. Yeah, instead he just lists it out to us. But I do really like that Lori needs to calm down. Because she's over here talking to Nick, like, oh my God, I can't believe George is just giving up. Like, da 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 da. I'm like, okay, bitch, you've known George for how long?
Yeah.
Like, the only reason why you're concerned about George is because you want to save your own skin. Like, don't sit here and act like you're concerned about George. Like, come on.
Also, with Lori, you know, so they're safe proofing the apartment, you know, like wrapping up all the knives, stuff like that. Because they're like,
Yeah.
let's
Can't be too
be,
careful.
let's be safe here. Her whole thing is like, you know, well, if George dies, then I'm next. And you know, I just don't want anything to happen to you, Nick. So I'm just going to get as far away as I can, and death won't be able to get us both. And I'm like, Lori, you're
Yes, it
thinking
will.
about Nick? I'm like, at this point, I'd be like, Nick, is this your fault? And have I been like dragged into this? I don't know. I would not be thinking about like, oh, I gotta save poor Nick or whatever
Maybe she
this
just wants
fucking
to
thing
break
is.
up with him and she's like, oh gosh, death is coming after both of us. We should just probably like go our separate ways and
Smart,
just
smart.
make sure, you know, that we're safe. Because like clearly that logic is flawed and makes absolutely no sense. So maybe she's just like, oh, this is a good way to get out of this.
And I guess through a leaky roof or some condensation, I forget exactly where the water was falling from, but the thing on the newspaper, and then it like blots out all the words except for like the only dry words says a through action, they were saved.
Yeah.
And then based on that alone, they were like, oh my God, we did it. That's death telling us we did a good job and we did it. All
Well,
right, let's
wait,
go
was
talk to
it?
George.
Yeah, that's when they go and like run over to George. Yeah, because they were
Yeah.
thinking that's a sign that them saving Janet did the trick.
Right.
Yeah.
And George is like, oh my gosh, I've been trying to kill myself all day and it's not working. Maybe it's because I'm not supposed to die. Turns
Yeah.
out, not the case. Turns out that Cowboy's in front of him.
This happens in all of these movies where they just come up with random theories and are like, this is the truth.
Yeah.
And now we're safe and we're all good and we're drinking apple cider because George is a recovering alcoholic. I was like, why are they having apple cider?
Oh, was he not drinking wine earlier, or was he doing that
He
because?
was drinking. No, he had a drink on the table because he was fully committing suicide. Like it looked like it was like whiskey or something in a glass. So he drank. So I'm like, George, at this point, you might as well just fucking have some champagne. Like you're deciding you're gonna live life, but that's not my choice to make. I just think it's really funny that they're just like, we're totally fine now. Everything's all good. I would think that was a red flag that George wouldn't be able to kill himself because if everything was all good, he would have free will.
But they're like, hey, let's toast to breaking the chain, huh?
Yeah, why not?
We did it. Then it's they're all talking about what they're going to do with the rest of their lives. You know, she's like, we're going to travel. And he's like, I did we discuss that? I don't, that's expensive. But some indeterminate amount of time in the future, a day, week, I don't know. They're already planning to go to Amsterdam. She left Nick behind to pack, which I'm like,
Yeah.
all right, it's
Okay,
nice to
oh
be
boy.
Nick.
Yeah, she's like,
Yeah.
I'll go shopping and go see this movie.
Yeah, I'm gonna go shopping and go hang out with Janet, go see this movie. And then this is when Nick gets another vision and he's like, uh-oh, the
Oh,
shit isn't over.
the
He gets a
worst
vision.
CGI of the movie.
Oh, with the snake.
That
That's really bad.
snake. That snake is so bad that my 9-year-old son said, oh gosh, that snake looked really fake.
Like that's worse than like Anaconda.
It's way
Definitely.
worse than Anaconda. Yeah, no, it's terrible.
And he gets kind of a twofer here where it's visions of George's death and the cowboy's death.
Yeah, but he doesn't realize that it's a 2-for-1.
Right.
Which is kind of fucked up on Death's part, too.
It makes sense when if like two people die at the same time, like Hunt and Janet, that maybe you get the premonition that's or the
Yes.
vision that's mixed together because it's something happening simultaneously. So I could get that. But again, this is me just trying to give more benefit of the doubt that this movie
Yeah.
really does not deserve.
Yeah.
So he can't get a hold of Laurie, and but he does get a hold of George and he's like, we need to intervene. There was somebody else. There was the guy with the cowboy hat. Remember, chivalry's not dead, but this cowboy will be. So they go to the hospital. They find out that this dude, you know, survived under this rubble, which I'm like, hold on. Then wasn't he just meant to survive like the mom's family was?
Yeah, that was my thought too. It was like, so he lived through the incident. So
Yeah.
because like your vision is law, I'm taking it
I guess
as.
so.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah. And then this death is, you know, just kind of silly. Again, you got that shitty racist old man who is being awful. And then
Yeah.
that bathtub that falls through the floor and crushes him.
And like the whole thing is silly, like that the nurse would leave while
Yeah.
filling that large bathtub and that it would overflow so incredibly quickly. Like I have overflowed the bathtub before,
Me too.
but like it was barely and it took a really long time. Like it wasn't just like, oh my gosh, I left the room and now the fucking like floor has been like bursted through. That's especially in a hospital. That's bonkers. But also, this is the second time in this franchise, because it happened in the second one, that you see hospital equipment that is just like really like electrifying. Like it's like
All
sparking and
zappy.
shit. Like, yeah, like it's like zapping at like a drop of water. And I'm like, that's where they lose me is anytime this franchise really leans into electricity. It's always bad. Like in the first one, you had those like live wires that were like flop, like flailing around. I'm like, what is the voltage that's happening on these devices? It's It's a little much. So that really bothers me. So I don't like Cowboy's death at all.
George and Nick get there too late. Well, they get there really just to see the cowboy get crushed.
Yeah.
And they're like, fuck, okay, this is still going. So now it would be George next, but they also need to let, or it's going to circle back to Janet. Who knows? Because who knows what these rules are?
I really enjoy the conversation that Nick and George are having in the elevator with all of those other people there. They're talking about like the chain of death and like the order of things, and everyone else in the elevator is just really not reacting. I feel like, what the fuck are these guys talking about? I thought that was so funny that they're just casually having this conversation.
I'll be like, I'm just gonna get off on this floor. I'm
Yeah.
good. Yeah,
Sounds
don't worry.
like they're in a sticky situation.
George is like, hey man, you ever heard of deja vu? And then he gets hit by the ambulance and George is dead.
I know. I thought that was a fun like surprise kill, but it doesn't hit as hard as like Terry with the bus.
No, it does not.
Yeah.
So now we've got Lori and Janet who are shopping at the mall. Lori buys some sneakers. She's immediately going to regret that as she gets on that escalator. I know she was she's like, ooh, I got these sneaks. I got them from Nick. He likes them. And Janet's
Yeah.
like, sure,
She's like, no,
okay.
he doesn't. He just says that to be nice to you.
Yeah. And I would think like now granted Lori is able to get out of the escalator after it's like pulling on her shoelace, but I'm thinking if I were Janet, I'd be like, yeah, bitch, that's why I told you not to buy those fucking shoes.
Yeah. Safety first, girl. Safety first.
Shit's dangerous. That's why I love slip-ons. I don't like having shoelaces because, probably for that same fucking reason.
I don't like shoelaces as well. So I like shoes. I mean, I love boots, but I like sneakers that you can just tie the laces and then you can just keep slipping your feet into them. Like the shoelaces are just more decorative than actually like tightening the shoe, if that makes sense. It's basically a slip-on with a shoelace on top of it, which is weird, but whatever. The other fun thing about Lori and Janet at the mall that I just think is so strange is when Janet is trying on those sunglasses, and you've got those guys that are selling the remote control cars and helicopters just full on harassing them.
Yeah.
Like it's like flying in their face, it's hitting their shoes, and these guys are just standing there smiling like creeps. That's the scariest part of the whole movie.
Because that's real. That's relatable. Those
It's
guys
so
are at malls all the
relatable and
time.
it's so gross. Like I'm just like, ew, like get out of there with those stupid things. I didn't like that.
They're also going to see this movie. It's called like Lovelace Dying.
Yeah, Lovelace
I was
Dying.
trying to see if that was like a reference to something, I don't know, but other than just
Yeah.
dying being in the title.
Yeah.
And it's in Theater 13, spookiest
I
theater in the world, there is.
know. I noticed that too.
Love that. Also, like, I've worked at a movie theater, and there is like not that much space behind the screen where all that construction would be
But
going
that was like
on.
a whole warehouse behind the screen.
Yeah, and then also with these like barrels of like flammable fluids, I don't know what purpose that would serve. Not only were they flammable, but like the sign said, spontaneously combustion, or will spontaneously combust, which I'm like, so that means you don't even need to light it on fire. That thing can just fucking explode whenever. Why do we have that back here, and why is that an integral part of constructing these new movie theater screens? I don't get it, but sure, whatever, we're here. I don't really know when Nick's premonition stops or starts, because now this is not a vision. He gets a vision of their death and the explosion, but then he gets a full-on ass
This is a
premonition.
full-on premonition. So it starts right before George gets hit by the ambulance.
Yeah, so he gets killed again after he real Nick realizes it's a premonition.
Yes, I love that I love that George gets it twice. Like they don't even give you a chance to save George. I thought that was pretty fun. But yeah, it starts right before George gets hit. Like obviously like a millisecond before fucking George gets hit by this ambulance. And then yeah, then ends with all of them dying. I like this premonition.
Yeah, so this was supposed to be some other event where all these people are gonna die in this mall. And that's supposed to happen either way.
Yeah.
But well, I mean, it doesn't, it ultimately doesn't because he actually prevents it. That's the difference between any of the other premonitions, is that he actually prevents it. So maybe there is like that maybe nuanced difference in this movie compared to the others, even though you would think it would matter, but no, it doesn't. They're all gonna die anyway.
Yeah, like I'm like, then
So,
is this whole sequence of events just gonna happen to everybody who was in that movie theater too?
right? It's
Yeah,
so
because
confusing.
yeah, that I'm not getting, but I do really enjoy this premonition. I enjoy this premonition more than the NASCAR situation because obviously, like, I've spent a
100%.
lot, yeah, like I've spent a lot of time in malls and in movie theaters. So both of these things I think are really fun. I love that they're watching a 3D movie in a 3D movie. Like, that's silly.
Yes.
But I really like the escalator situation, and I'm sad that that wasn't actually Lori's death because it's so stupid and it's so over the top, but it's also really fun. And as soon as her foot, I feel for her because I hate that her foot gets squished, and then there's still like a couple seconds before the rest of her gets squished. So like she had to feel that shit. She had to feel that foot just get crushed in whatever that thing is. I've seen the inside of an escalator. The mall near me never has them repaired. They're always open. They do not look like that. And she just gets crushed. I love Lori's death. I don't know if it can count as a, I don't know if it counts as a real death, but that escalator situation is my favorite part of this movie.
Well, I'm going to leave it up to you when we're talking about deaths. I would
Okay.
lean to say that it doesn't count
I
because it's not an
know.
actual
It's
death,
not her
which bums
actual
me
death.
out.
Yeah, I would choose that if it was an actual death, but I'll stick with the rules. I'll be good.
Me too. I would have picked that.
Yeah, because it's fun and visually it's the most fun. And that, oh, and then the chunks of her like flipping over that like rotate, oh, it's so good. And Nick is just like splattered in her blood, just looking like fuck.
Yeah.
It's great.
None of this actually happens because Nick is able to get behind the movie theater into that warehouse. Death keeps trying to fight back and be like, no, fuck you. Like, hits him with the nails to try to stop
Death
him.
loves a nail gun.
Yeah. You know, he keeps trying to put out fires. Death keeps moving embers over to. He's like, stop getting in my fucking way, dickhead. Nick ultimately is able to get the sprinklers on. Again, pointing something, some long stick at the screen,
Yes, of
is able to
course.
get the sprinklers on, saves everybody. We're okay.
His
And then
that
they.
arm looks so painful though, the nails through the arm.
Oh.
That worked for me because you could see like those were big, thick nails. If they're holding his whole arm, his whole forearm
Yeah.
through, ooh, that's
I'm surprised I didn't.
nasty.
Fuck with like his like nerves or tendons and
Oh,
shit, like
yeah.
you know.
Ooh, I don't like that.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess everyone in the mall saved. And then they're like, oh, okay,
We're good.
I guess we're good. Based off nothing
Based off
whatsoever.
nothing, here we are again.
And then they're at the same cafe that they're at in the beginning of the movie. All just pretending like, you know, like when Nick starts acting weird, I would think the second Nick starts acting weird about anything, I would be on such fucking high alert, being like,
Yeah.
instead of like, space cadet, come back to Earth, please. You know?
Like, you just have a vision, man. What'd you see?
Yeah. Oh my God. Like, it's one thing, it's obnoxious when like Janet, like, even still, like, is just like, no, this is behind us. We're done. I don't need to think about it. You know?
Yeah.
But when Lori is like also like has this weird false sense of safety. I don't
Yeah.
know. But
Yeah.
again, like any of these movies, I guess the only consistent rule is that nothing matters.
Yep.
And then a car crashes, a truck crashes through the cafe and kills them and
Back
probably
to
some other
X-ray.
people and back to the X-ray. And
I would have liked
that's
to
the
see
end.
them actually get smushed.
Yeah, me too.
for a new kill, and like when you're like looking back and we've already seen all of those kills, the X-ray is fun and cool, but like not for a new kill. I didn't like that.
And that's the end of our movie. The final destination.
It's the final one.
Anything that
So
I
it's
missed?
not.
I think I got through all my notes.
No, I think you got all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, dare I ask, what's the tagline situation for this movie?
You're going to be so excited because there's
Oh my
exactly
God.
13 taglines.
That's probably, oh Jesus, that's still too much, but I do like it though.
I think it's the most taglines we've had for a Final Destination movie.
Yeah. Okay. What's speed round? And I'll
Okay.
give you a
You
quick.
ready? Okay.
Yeah.
Lots of 3D theme here going. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Take the trip in real D 3D. I don't know what that means.
Like take because there are cars involved, but they're not. You're not on a trip when you're
They're
in a
not on a
race
road
car.
trip. No.
No.
Okay. Just because you know it's happening doesn't mean you'll see it coming.
That's not bad.
That one's okay, actually. Yeah, that might be the best. Sorry.
Okay.
On Damn it. On August 28th, prepare for the 3D thrill ride everyone's dying to see.
No.
No. Again on August 28th, no matter what you do or how loud you scream, death will find you.
That's so wordy. No, thank you.
Yes. Death saved the best for 3D.
It's not one, not true, because it's not the
It's not
best by
true.
any
No, it's,
means.
yeah,
No.
it might be one of the worst. Okay. Here we go again. On August 28th, death enters a new dimension, 3D.
Yeah, okay. All right, that's number two.
You like that
Sure.
one? Okay. How will you die? The no. August 28th, 3D event, no mercy, no escape, no limits.
No, thank you.
They really wanted to make sure that you knew when this movie came out.
That is
And
in 3D.
then there's just no mercy, no escape, no limits.
Which I mean, I guess is kind of true, like, because
It's better.
they're, yeah.
Yeah,
Okay.
sure. For 10 years, one franchise reinvented death. On August 28th, death saved the best for 3D.
Okay.
They're so bad. These are the
Stop.
worst tagline.
How many do we have left?
Three.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Death saved the best for last. Here we go again. They're really like talking a big game for this movie. They felt really good about it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
real confident.
On August 28th, the 3D event of the summer arrives. Yeah, again. And the last one, I feel like we've heard this maybe for a different movie, Rest in Pieces.
Oh, yeah.
Reanimated? I don't know.
I would have appreciated, like, even as you were talking through those, I feel like off the top of my head, this summer death shifts into a new gear. You know what I
Ooh,
mean?
I love that. You just came
Or
up with a
like
better tagline.
this summer, life's a race, then you die. I don't know.
I like that
Like,
one too, even better than all of these. Those are both really good. I'm impressed.
as we were just talking about these, and that's pretty just easy. I think if you gave either of us just a couple minutes to like,
Not me.
get into a
No.
room, workshop some ideas really quick. I feel like we could come up with something better than this. So, no, thank you.
Good job.
I even the one I liked, I forgot. You don't have to
This is
tell me what
terrible,
it is.
terrible.
It doesn't matter. Let's see. Are we talking about kills first?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go first.
Okay.
My favorite kill is the butt kill, definitely. It's the most memorable one.
Yeah.
And granted, yes, the most hated character is the racist, but Hunt is close, even though I
Yeah.
still, at least Hunt is,
You know who he is. Like, they don't do a lot of character development here, but like, we've all met or known a Hunt and hated him. So I like that about him too.
So, just love butt guts just shooting up in the air.
That's
So,
good.
but I don't think that I'm not really particularly impressed with any of the kills in this movie. That one does stick out. Bellori, a fake death in the escalator or on
That's
the
the best one.
yeah.
Yeah.
But if that one doesn't count, what is your favorite?
Mine is also Hunt in the pool. I just think it's so stupid and so fun. And as soon as he like gets sucked down onto that, you know that his ass is literally gonna get it. Like it's just so fun. So yeah, I agree. That is definitely the most memorable death. Yeah, this movie feels the kills in this movie feel like a tease because you get that really fun escalator death that doesn't actually happen. You get Janet in the car wash and you're like, oh, like she should have died there. Like if there's any form of like the best comparison and the worst comparison probably I could think of, it's like just total like blue balls when it comes to like Janet's death. Like you're like, wait, what? She's living through this? No. Like, so
Yeah.
that bugs me a lot. But yeah, the pool death is definitely the best.
How do you rank these movies so far? I'll let you go first on this one.
Should we do our boo score first or rankings and then boo score?
Okay, I'll do the
We've
boo
been
score.
doing boo score and then ranking.
Sure.
Okay.
You want to go first or you want me to?
I can go first.
Okay.
Okay. I really fucked myself right off the bat with part two because I gave Final Destination 2 a 1.5, and I'm still hoping that at some point you'll allow me to change that. But I gave part three a 1, but I enjoy this one more. Like, I just have more fun watching it because it's so stupid, and I love that. I'm also going to give this a 1. But some things that I like better about this particular movie versus the last one, I like that you don't know anything about Laurie and Nick. I think it's really funny that your two main characters you just have no information about. For some reason, I enjoy that versus knowing nothing about, I don't even remember her fucking name, the photographer in the yearbook or main character from the third
Wendy
movie.
or something.
Wendy. Yeah. You don't know anything about Wendy except she's a control freak and somehow that kind of plays into the story, but it doesn't really. So I'd rather just fuck all that. Let's just see these people just try to outrun death. I like that about it. And I like the X-ray effect. I think it's really fun and I wish they would do more of that in the future. So I'm gonna give it one boo because I really don't love it. I probably won't watch it again for a while. I'm so curious what your boo score is.
What did I give the last one?
You gave Final Destination 3 a 1.5.
Okay. Yeah, this movie is bad, and this movie is exhausting. Now I think its positive traits are that it's short and
That's such a mean positive trait.
it's short, at least you can kind of get through it quickly. The butt kills fun. None of these kills would be the best kill in any of the other movies.
No.
And at this point, this is the reason you're going to these, right? Is to
Yep.
see these elaborate set
That's
pieces.
fair.
And this movie just doesn't have it. This movie also feels a lot like You just like make a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy, and it's just this like, yes, technically you've got an opening set piece, and then like people die, and then but there's no rules, it doesn't matter. And then they die in the end, so who cares? And it's like that, or like you just, ChatGPT didn't exist when this movie came out, but it was like, write me the shortest Final Destination movie you can come up with, and it just spits out something. And they're
I
like, all
don't
right, that's the
disagree with
script.
that.
No notes. Let's just put it through and let's film it and not change a thing.
Damn.
That's
Some
how I feel.
harsh critiques.
That's how I feel watching this movie. I am going to, oh, I'm trying not to be dramatic here,
No,
but
give your boo
I'm
score. Give it, tell it like it is, Kyle.
not only am I going to give this movie half a boo,
Ooh.
but this is the worst movie we've ever done so far up until this point.
Wow.
I have no interest in ever watching this again.
Wow, you heard it here first. Half a boo, your lowest score ever.
Yeah, it's fitting.
Is that my lowest score? Is one my lowest?
I don't
Well, I did that for the last one too, so. Apparently, Final Destination was not as much of our franchise as we thought it was so far. Yeah, one is the lowest I've ever gone.
Okay, so
Ooh.
rankings, I'll be real quick. 2, 1, 3, 4.
Yes. So you didn't move anything. You just added number four to the end. So 2, 1, 3, 4.
Really, it's 2, 1, 3. A real long
Anything
pause.
else in between?
Literally anything else.
Silence.
Then 4. How about you?
Wow. Holy cannoli. Okay. Mine shifted. So 1, 2, 4, 3. I do think that 3 is the better movie. But I had more fun watching this one than part 3. So that's why I put it ahead of part 3.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my
Whoo, man,
answer.
here's hoping they right the ship for this next one. I would love a ship opening scene. Give me something on a boat.
Oh, yeah, on a boat. We haven't done that before. Oh, also important to note that Tony Todd is not in this movie.
Also contributing to my half a boo, by the way.
That definitely counted points against it. And also RIP to Tony Todd, because this is the first time that we've talked about Final Destination movies since he's passed away.
Yeah.
But he will be in the new one.
Not the next one we do, but the one
Not the
after
next
that.
one, but yeah, the new movie that we have yet to see.
But we've seen enough. We've said enough about future movies. Whew, I'm glad this is over. Anything else you want to say about
No,
this
I'm
movie?
excited. I'm excited for the next one based off of your reaction to this one.
Yeah. It's got to be better, right? It's got to be. I don't know. I'm trying
I
to think what
won't.
would make it
I
worse.
won't. I won't share my thoughts on that movie because that would be against the rules.
Jeez.
I don't play like that.
All right, everybody. Always a pleasure. I'm sorry if you like these movies, and I've just been shitting so much on them. But they're fun to talk about.
Yeah, they are fun to talk about.
All right. Until next time, take care, everybody. 3, 2, 1. Ghost.
Thanks for listening to our episode on The Final Destination. We've only got one more movie to go for this franchise, for now. If you enjoyed this episode, you can subscribe to our podcast and leave us a killer review on whichever platform you choose to listen. You can find us on Instagram at 321GhostPod and give us a follow. We're very active on Instagram and would love to hear from you. You can shoot an email to 321GhostPod@gmail.com to share any thoughts, questions, or recommend the next franchise you'd like to hear us dive into. Next week, we're celebrating another Friday the 13th with Friday the 13th Part 3.
Thanks again for listening. And remember, this all could have been avoided by just not going to a NASCAR event. And that's it. 3, 2, 1, ghost.